He's going to chop it up and build with us, talk about, you know, everything that goes on behind the scenes in the music industry. We're going to have a good show tonight. What's new in your world, sis?
Same old, can't complain. Enjoying this beautiful day. It's so lovely outside.
Yes, yes, yes. Looking good, looking good. New York City, let's get it.
Oh, bad bitches with a dime piece. Money on my mind, so I never think my mind sleeps. 2, 4, 7, 7 days of the week. Shout out to the hustlers that stays in the street. Think about an M with another M. Total that together, what you got is him. Double G's up, double G's up. For my cool rat, throw your B's up. You're moving too fast, you need to ease up. This hot tech 9 can get you seized up. A mill swimming in the money holes down, we up. You can catch me on the side, like a clean cut. Chilling in the Beamer, listening to Issa. Fresh like it's Issa, blowing on the Nina. Couple bad bitches just chilling with mad niggas. It's nothing to mess with us, you know that we cash get us on.
Move on, move on, move on, move on.
That's what winners do when they're too strong. Me and Frank got it like we heating up. A meal about to pop like we sneaking up. Yup, ain't talking about a jab, nigga. Not a fag, but I get up in that ass, nigga. 50-50, do the math, nigga. I'm seeing cash, can you tell me where to add, nigga? Matter of fact, we gon' multiply. They can tell by my style that I multiply. Chilling in the Beamer, getting ultra high. Sitting on the 20, do you know this guy? I guess not, I ain't major though. All about a meal, see your paper though. And if it ain't giving, I'ma take it though. That's why I jab in this bitch like I wait for home.
Ha. Move on, move on, move on, move on, move on.
Can't be stopped, see it, see it.
Boy, niggas on ill shit, wouldn't break a fit, boy. Talking like they kill shit, wrapping up the gum, posting my need a deal shit. But hating on cash ain't gon' earn you your meal ticket. Nigga, I'm real wicked with the flow. I can flip it for the dough, call it brick for the low. Prime time hustler, call me the big show. Clock work for the cash, no glass, but I win dough. Homie, I'm a dog, got that motherfucking kennel. Wrist looking rocks and pockets on rental. Haters wanna stop me, showing me the channel. Drilling hard through that motherfucking rental with a bad bitch name. Took her on the play that. Cameras in the room, I was trying to put the rape in. Ain't got the rub on, I let her mouth rape me. Big butt, little body, can't let her break me. I move on her.
Fire, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. We got a caller on the air. Caller, talk to us.
Big Ben, Big Ben, what up, what up?
Aye. Casey, checking in?
You know.
Casey,
you know,
what happened? I thought you said your computer wasn't working.
No, I told you that I do not have sound on it. Actually, I told a fib, I do, but it's real low. It's what the school gave me when my phone got
speaker. Okay. Don't worry,
better.
We got you.
All
see,
right.
I was
so
trying to get
doing,
you to
man?
Tune in and everything.
Oh, yeah, chilling. How y'all doing?
We good.
Good, man.
Having a
what
good
you been
show
up
today.
To, man? You been MIA for a minute. Where you been?
You know what I'm saying? It's some struggles. You feel me? Nah.
Oh, good, man. Glad to have you back on the show. You know how we do.
Absolutely, bro.
You know you're the third wheel of the show. You know that. You know you're the third host of the show.
Oh, Casey's been... He's been on his world tour lately. That's why he hasn't been with us.
Yeah, man, you on your world tour, man. You ain't send us no plane ticket. What's up with that?
What's up with that Puerto Rico case? Come on, don't do us like that. We thought
we
were your favorite.
We all good. We all good. I respect your show. It's one of the only internet radio shows I do listen to.
Oh, you better. No, don't trade us for anybody else.
I wouldn't.
Real. That's what's up. Hip-hop stock exchange radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We're going to get back to that heat. You know how we do. We finally got Casey in the house, MIA and shit. It's all good. Let's get back to it.
I need a shout-out to you listening to Gabe Rosales from Encouragement.
You got
it. So,
when the night time falls and the moon's so shot, is your dog gon' ride?
Yeah.
And your cat, and they dressed in all black, and your life
it's
on the line.
Tag.
Is you gon' shoot first? Nigga, it's first time, huh?
Moolah, I said, who the hell is this? Calling me at 4:46 in the morning. Picked up the phone, it's my little homie morning. They wanna hit him up, leave him stretching, no yawning. So I'm loading up the cartridge, all black everything. Gloves matching that glad bag, duct tape, yellow tape, and a couple of toe tags. Shoot my dog while she kill your cat. I'm a man of respect and ain't no changing that. Yeah, that's the sound when that cake hot. The come up where we from, got a space strap. Ain't talking money when I'm talking about a payback. Leave a nigga face flat, leaking out his braids hat. Ew, not the questions if you fucking with the team. Fucking with my cream, fucking with the dream. Body bag him up, yellow tape, murder scene. Yeah.
When the night time falls, and them goons are so shot. Is your dogs gon' ride? Cause they killed your cat. And they dressed in all black. And your life on the line. Cause you gon' shoot first. Nigga, it's first time. When the night time falls, and them goons are so shot. Is your dogs gon' ride? Cause they killed your cat. And they dressed in all black. And your life on the line. Cause you gon' shoot first. Nigga, it's first time. 16 on the strip. 16 on the hip. See murder scene bricks. What you see is what you get. Big dreams of getting rich. Nightmares of getting shot. See death around the corner. Work shit in that pot. No pot. Raised by the gun. I was supervision. Bitch, a cat in no black. Superstition. New addition. This you niggas couldn't stand the rain. Keep it too. You know it come in handy, man. Yeah. We shooting first when them shots fire. Put it broke like my block high. We all riding like we hot wire. And it's talking in the block wide. Duct tape, but keep his mouth quiet. Get your dog shot, me no bet. Keep your shooter in all black like them BK next. Yeah. Get your dog shot, me no bet. Keep your shooter in all black like them BK next. When the night time falls and them boys are so shot, is your dogs gon' ride? Cause they killed your cat and they dressed in all black. And your life on the line, cause you gon' shoot first. Nigga, it's first time. When the night time falls and them boys are so shot, is your dogs gon' ride?
Yeah.
Cause they killed your cat and they dressed in all black. And your life on the line, cause you gon' shoot first.
I don't give a fuck who I hit. Shouldn't have been there.
Nope.
All black, ready to kill a nigga with no fear. 4 or 5 blasts, had your brain spread. Hey, back. Something that I won't do is really give a fucking kill. You niggas talk a good one. Till the shots fly, you tripping up. Trying to run that flame. So hot, you gon' think it was the sun. Eyes bloodshot red, like the devil from the gun smoke. With your life in my hand, nigga, there's no hope. It's like hanging yourself, nigga, with no rope. You chump niggas don't know that. Get hit for 3, nigga, we call that no bang. Aim so accurate, I'm hitting, I ain't missing. Bullets run out, then my knife starts stabbing. Niggas kick my homie, no remorse, I ain't having no death to my enemies.
When the night time falls and them goons are so shot, is your dogs gon' ride? Cause they killed your cat and they dressed in all black. And your life on the line, cause you gon' shoot first. Nigga, it's first time, huh?
Raekwon Teflon in this motherfucker. Yo, Stell, what up? What's good? Wonder, what's the wish? Show niggas the power right now, man.
It's the wrong time, but I wish you were all mine. I ain't trying to wait. Listen to pay for what the man to do. Then I'm all confused.
Me, I'm
got my swag on deck, stay fresh in the freshest places. Flip papers, fly around Bugattis and yachts, holding out cream relations. It's like hitting a lot of winning. More money, more problems, you gotta be kidding. I'd rather sit up in the Bronx and poly some shit up. I'm usually breaking out age to slant some sit ups. Boo, it's tight times, let me hustle. If anything you want, I'm near with all muscle. Cause when I'm in the streets, we eating more ruffles. Then we can play the sweets in Vegas, all the duffels. Cause you the queen, I'm the king, be a rider. A man with a game plan, stressing, ain't a rider. So let me paint pictures, say Chris, we providers. Be real, realer than real, word to mama.
It's the wrong time, but I wish you were all mine. I ain't trying to wait, looking your face, but what's the matter to do?
In the town, keep it running. Ice on his neck and his arms with more money. Jump into the 250 zone, getting blunted. Pockets carry more than a stack, we all frontin'. Rich black African dons getting cheddar. Shorty no better, let's blow, bring the Beretta. Showing off the ball, you walk, nigga, you welcome. Or you can stay here and be rich with me and help him. I'm just crazy with it, fly, slick, intelligent. He play high on the strips and flip pelicans. My whole clique is in this bitch, 10 elephants. Who stay fresher than us? That's irrelevant. True, yeah, nothing but a G thing. Whoa, yo, they be coming through a beat game. Boo, I know it's over, baby, keep playing. Oops, I'm out of energy, speed change.
Long time, real. I wish you were all mine.
International class,
I'm trying to wait.
Is that good? Come out the spot with that good, good shit.
I'm all confused.
Kinda like a million, man.
I'm trying to choose.
Yeah.
Wonder how I know.
Yo, wonder what up, nigga. About that rich fly live nigga, man. That whole afford every time, man. Anytime you see me, I'm rolling right. Believe that.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got another caller on the line. Caller, talk to me. Who else we got?
Yeah.
Caller, caller.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Caller, we can hear you.
All right, what's good? It's C1HugTheBlock.com.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, HugTheBlock.com. Let everybody know what your company all about, brother.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Let everybody know what your company all about, what you guys do.
Sure. Right now, HugTheBlock.com, we a blog site. You know what I'm saying? We deal with hip. It's a home of hip hop, dancehall, and battle rap, plus more.
Nice.
We deal,
I like
with,
that, man.
We deal with fly urban shit, you know what I'm saying?
I hear that. How long y'all been rocking out for?
A little over 2 years.
That's good, man. That's good. What made you guys want to mix, you know, the dance with the, you know, hip hop and all that?
Hold on, let me introduce you to my partner, Just One, because he's here with me all as
right.
well. You know what I'm saying? I'm
all right,
out.
Cool.
Yeah, yo, what's good, y'all?
All right, what's going on?
I first want to say, you know what I'm saying, thanks for the reach out. Appreciate that, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Of course. Love the site, man. Love the site.
Oh, appreciate that. Basically, like, the mixture come from, I want to say just having knowledge yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, we come from a time when all of these things was already mixed together, and you know what I mean? Like, the powers that be decided to separate them, and we just decided to put it back together. That's all.
Right.
Okay. How
bring
do you guys feel
about
the state of hip hop?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get you.
How do you guys feel about the state of hip hop?
The state of hip hop, I feel like it's definitely been tainted. You know what I'm saying? Me, it's whack right now to me. I'd say straight up, it's whack.
I feel you, man. I feel you. I know what you mean.
I don't say it's whack for my I'm not saying it because I'm hating.
No. Everybody's entitled to their own opinions.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I've seen better. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I'm not gonna lie to myself and pretend like what these dudes doing now is dope. Like it's not. Like dudes out there rapping slow. Like come on, man. When I was coming up, man, that slow rap. Like what is that?
That's right.
I can't rap. I'm not a rapper. I can do that. If you're doing the same thing that I can do, you corny.
Who do you think should come back in the rap game? It could be anybody.
What do I think should come back? Or who?
Yeah. Who would you want to come back? Who would you want to see more music of?
It's not necessarily who. It's just the content. I don't care who it's coming from. If the content is good, it's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Like, yo, bring so-and-so back, bring Big Daddy Kane back. Like, if he done, he done. It's just, you know, I want quality.
Wow.
It doesn't matter who it's coming from. Quality is quality.
Right.
In my opinion, opposed to what my brother, like, watered-down marketing schemes and gimmicks just to keep corporate giants going is what I see recently, personally. Even if you brought back an older artist. You know, they'd still do the same exact thing. What's selling? And you just jump on it, and you run that artist dead, and you suck them dry. Some make money, most don't.
Right.
I mean, I think a big problem is when the corporation makes what they want. You know what I'm saying? Like you could have an artist. There's nothing wrong with somebody coming out and talking the hustling stuff, the drug dealing stuff, if you bout that. But it's a difference when you hear somebody like an AZ and you know, okay, you can listen to AZ and you hear AZ live that life. And then you got somebody like a Rick Ross where you know this is fabricated, you know what I'm saying? So it's like they're both kind of saying the same things, but one is totally fabricated and that's what's being pushed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And from pushing that, so now you're pushing a fabricated one. Now you have the jails filled up, you know what I'm saying? The court system, a bunch of dumb shit going on because people are listening to fakers, frauds. Just you know what I'm saying? Put it this way. You can't listen to a virgin talk about sex. You can't jump in the conversation.
You couldn't say
that's
no better
crazy.
Than that, man. That's real. That's real.
Wait, hold on. I'm still a virgin, but I watch porn, and I could tell somebody how to do it.
No, you can't talk about it. You don't know what you're talking about. It's just hearsay. At that point, you're just talking what you think you've heard, what you think it's like, and you don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Just like
right.
me. I can't tell you about skydiving. All I can tell you is that I'm not doing it. I can't tell you what it feels like to get up there and once the door opens up. No.
Oh, my God,
I'm
that's scary.
Yeah.
What about the possibility to open up the imagination, you know, to those, you know, those unique individuals who do have the, you know, the creativity to paint pictures with words, who not necessarily had to experience it. When you're talking about, you know, inner city, you know, stuff that goes on, you know, of a lifestyle that you're not living now, you know, which you can still add and curb some creativity as long as I agree with you if you keep it within a certain boundary, you know. You don't want to talk and go haywire, but I do believe that, you know, really good MCs and entertainers out there can paint pictures with words, just, you know, like graffiti art. It's just beautiful.
I mean that's never left the game. It's been people who can lyrically go there, they've never left. It's just it all comes into what's being played. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like a lot of the people attack these artists that are on the radio right now. There's no need to attack these artists because they're doing what they do. They've been around. They're not going nowhere. It's just the fact that now they're getting attention. It's not a whack rapper's fault that he's on the radio. That's what he's supposed to try to get. He's supposed to try to get on the radio. But it's a problem when who's putting him on the radio and not putting a real lyricist on there. That's where the problem lies. And so it's never a thing with me to like to attack who's on the radio. Like, they doing what they're supposed to do, in a sense. And you know what? As for the females, well, I lied. want someone to blame on this because y'all accept these niggas and their bullshit.
Oh,
you
damn.
Don't say no better than that.
Damn.
That's real.
Yeah, but I'm about to say you don't say no better than that.
Because the niggas, if the niggas found out that girls was laughing at them for being frauds and cornballs and fakers, they wouldn't do it. But the females accept them more and be like, yo, I don't care if he's fake. Like, he got a nice watch on.
That's
and I want to. You got a hundred, you got 1,000 niggas back in him ready to fake it too, ready to go do the same video, put their hand up the same way, go get the same outfit. And just do it because girls accept that now. That's what girls accept now. Girls don't laugh at corny shit no more. Girls just be like, what, you hating? You got money. Ain't you mad because you ain't got as much money as him?
Oh, no.
And that's what I see with dudes. Dudes don't mind it anymore because, trust me, men, if girls laughing at you, you're not going to come out there and do shit with girls going to be laughing at you.
Nah, that's where everything changes.
So
now, you guys have a dope site.
Huh?
Yes, I've been trying to get that site. I want to punch that
site.
In.
How do you guys
already,
go about?
I want to punch it and go do it right now.
Excuse me. How do you guys choose who do you put on the site and what type of content you want to promote to your followers?
I would like to say premium content, like premium hip hop, premium dancehall, premium battle rap, and that's not to say it has to look like $1 million or nothing like that. Just, you know, we feel it's quality, give you a shot. You know what I mean? You know?
Right.
Also, at the same time, understand that everything on the site, like, you got to give people what they want so that they want what you got at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff, you know what I mean? All the songs, I'm not down with. I don't listen to everything, and I'm not just because it's there. It's just like having a radio. Like, you got to play. You play a mix of everything. You know what I'm saying? But we try not to go too left with bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, getting into little bees and shit, like, this is the buck got to stop, you know what I'm saying? Soulja Boy, unless he hit the news for, you know what I'm saying, going to jail or something like that, like, I'm not done. That's not hip-hop, man. Get that out of here.
Oof.
Not going to play like
that's
this because he got enough money. Oh, he made it in now. He got enough money. He bought his way in. No, he can't rap. He don't make good music. I'm not compromising myself to get caught out there saying like, oh, look, you fuck with soldiers. No, I don't. I never gave you that impression.
Pretty much because it's like separating that industry setting from the street. Like, it's hug the block. It's basically a street corner online. The same thing you would say on the street, nah, dude's fucking corny. You know what I'm saying? That's how we roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody get in an interview and want to be politically correct. Like, we run the site like a corner. Like, nah, if he's corny, he's corny.
No, he's different. He's different. He's just doing his own thing. No, he's corny.
Pretty much.
Well,
y'all
guys
need
are
to get
passionate.
A&R job at one of these labels
that's
or something,
that's what I'm
man.
Saying.
Yeah,
you guys made me look at, like, you guys have the mentality of what I be trying to tell people. Like, it's just if he's popping and he's buying bottles or he's flashing money, then all of a sudden he got all these bad girls. But you don't really hear, like, I like Nas back in the days, like Lauryn Hill when she used to talk, Jay-Z back in the days. Everything is a new generation, but everybody's trying to do with society in the eyes of society, you understand? It's not like it used to be where it just used to be real shit, real nigga shit that used to happen in the street, you know what I'm saying? Now it's just, okay, we're going to go to the club, we're going to pop bottles, we're going to dance with the strippers, we're going to pay them some money.
Put it like this. When I was coming, I don't want to say coming up, but when I was a young dude in the 90s, it was never cool to do, like, it's never cool for the older generation to dictate what the younger generation does. We always had some kind of rebelliousness, like, nah, man, like, we going to do what we want to do to a certain degree. Now, I look at it like these young people, they don't have any rebelliousness. They don't, everything goes, they don't, they can't, they're afraid to say something is whack. The only thing that they can say is whack is if you say you don't like their shit. Then you're whack. But they can do anything. You know what I'm saying? They can make corny bubblegum
ABC third grade music, and you just have to accept it. They don't ride for anything. They don't have any standards. The only time they ride is if you're trying to stop their bullshit.
That's real, man. I like that.
And I'm not saying I want to see them knock buildings over or anything, but damn, what happened to the rebelliousness? That's part of your youth. Like, you rebel. You're like, yo, we got a message. These dudes don't fight for nothing. Just molly and getting high and chasing and basically just dick riding the next dude. You know what I'm saying? Trying to copycat, like, they're cornballs.
That's real, man. I couldn't say it no better than that, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, HugTheBlock.com. Well, we got some music for you, brother. Check
Dude.
This out.
My man.
All my
money is legal.
Let us get it back.
Remix. Remix.
True. American me, the lifestyle, the kings that we dream. Crack stuff in the white vials as we sing in the theme. Bringing the queens, competitors, the regulars, the idiots, the hideous, the grotesque. Shackled by oblivious, or shackled by the ignorance. A lot of people searching for deliverance, but can't find it, so be reminded. Everything I say is just to cause a lost innocence.
Uh-huh.
Especially when the cops used to keep us off premises.
Ooh.
I build a dark genesis, a brand new beginning. Revolution's on the way, the sister's my arch nemesis. Civil rights era, these brothers just fought limitless. Still haven't progressed. Call it a process. While we digest food that's mostly been processed and drinking the devil's potion. Excuse me, I digress. America, America, land of the buffoons, where these characters are buried and building up their platoons. The earth, stars, and the moon. Truth you wouldn't assume. Guess we married to the lies. I no longer be the groom. True.
America, America, America. Makes it relevant without the dead president. America, America, America. America. America.
Blowing my spliff.
Oh yeah.
Torture the youth, keeping it lit. We was black militants, now we blood and grips. Time spent before the process, yeah. Call them counterfeits, you know who I be. Rap's noble true, I lead. We black Asiatic, got the God true with me. Blazed up the White House, American dream is alive now. I got soldiers stuck in jail for life now. Fathers forgiven, the government raising our children. There's drug dealing, the media betraying villains. Drug sales and jail sales, it all runs parallel. Everybody be chasing on the carousel. I hate 9 to 5 in underpaid job in memories of me picking cotton. Man of the saints, home of the rotten.
Cause I have a dream.
Give some advice to indie artists trying to get in the game. What would you tell them?
It's kind of funny, that question right there, because it's like the advice I would tell them probably wouldn't work, because I would tell you be original, be yourself, and that's not what's working right now.
Oh, you ain't never lie, brother. You ain't never lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. You can still make it, you know what I'm saying?
No, I say if you want to get in the game right now, be the biggest fraud you can be. Go watch TV4. You know what I'm saying? Go to TV4.
You got to do it, Rick Ross. You got to do it just like that.
TV4, Rick Ross, all the great frauds that came before you, and you'll get in.
Damn. You know what? That's the worst. That's something sad. Oh, man. That ain't even right.
The real Rick Ross is on the street, and this is still going on. Yeah, we living in a time where so-called gangster rappers, thug rappers, real nigga rappers, all these hustling rappers don't speak to the real Rick Ross, but they do songs with the fake one, with the TV4. We living in TV4. This is disgusting.
MC Gusto.
But these niggas will want to stand up and show their jewels and jump on TV and talk about how real. Yo, you're not shouting out the real Rick Ross. What kind of gangster are you that don't pay homage to the gangsters that came before you? That's not. Pimps don't even do that. Pimps don't get in the game and be like, oh, no, fuck Pimpin' Ken. Fuck Don Juan. No, they show Don Juan and then they respect.
How you do about rappers such as, you know, back in the day, you know, since you mentioned the 90s, groups such like Nonfiction, Sabak Red, Immortal Technique, Akir, Royce da 5'9", Common, where do they fall within, you know, what's going on in hip-hop right now as far as artists such as I mentioned?
Caught up in the mix. Some of them caught up in the mix. Some of them, I think is growth. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock necessarily what they're doing. They've grown. It's not the 90s no more. I don't sound like and do the same shit that I did in the 90s. I've grown. I know it's 2013. You know what I'm saying? But some of them, on the other hand, is like, yo, like, you just wishy-washy. You've shown through the test of time that you wishy-washy. And that you don't really have a backbone. That shit you was talking about, you're not standing on that. You're just, if the girls say and the companies say that they like this, here you go. You're going to go do that. And it shows that you was only doing that back in the 90s because that's what was hot. Not because that was you. That's what was hot.
That's real, man. That's real. Where do you feel the future of hip-hop is headed?
Well, that's good as mine. Yo, I never would have said TV4 would have been real. I thought TV4 would have been a joke, but now I gotta bite my tongue and be like, oh shit, we really live in this shit. Like, I can't call it no more. Trinidad James exists. I can't call it. I don't know what's gonna happen.
For real.
It's no more such thing as selling out. Like, it's already sold. So where it goes is just where it goes. That depends on who bought it.
I feel you.
That's true.
I feel you. How you feel
now,
about
if I
the
was
international?
An artist,
okay.
No, if I was an artist and I was trying to get featured on your site, what would I have to do?
Put your best foot forward. Send it to info@hugtheblock.com. It all gets checked. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Awesome.
That's hot, man. How you feel about the international scene in the game?
I would say make sure you put your best foot forward. You know what I'm saying? Because I think people can pick up on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you don't have to be known worldwide to be like, nah, that shit is hot. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not about how big your name is and who. It's about if it's hot, it's hot. Like, I'm not from this era where I don't fuck with you if I don't know your name. Who co-signed you and who sent you up here. I don't care about that. Yo, your shit is hot. Your shit is hot. I'm from that era where we just look at shit. What's dope is dope.
That's how it's supposed to be. For real. How y'all feel about what's going on internationally in hip-hop?
I think overseas they actually keep it sacred. What we should have kept sacred. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like you can go into markets in Japan and England and they holding on to, you know, artists that was once doing it over here is over there selling out shows. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
mm-hmm.
You're basically held on because they saw it was of value. Sometimes when something is like right in front of your face, you can't see how much it's worth. You know what I'm saying? So them being overseas, they saw what we was doing and decided to hold on to it. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is.
That's real right there. That is real right there. So what you got, What was you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna add, it's like how different cultures, you know what I'm saying, create different things. Like hip hop, that was created in urban America. You know what I'm saying? We know that. But then you'll have people in Japan, you know what I'm saying, they'll hold close to the samurai, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a culture that was created by them and they hold that sacred. It'll be passed down from generation to generation and so forth. But we living in a society, in a culture where you told to throw away the old. You tell the old rappers, yo, stop rapping, you're too old. And I think that right there is a problem in itself. You know what I mean?
That's real.
The only people that are taught to disrespect elders. Nowhere on the planet is that cool. You know what I mean? Not even in your house. Somebody come in your house and disrespect your grandma, you want to fight them.
Exactly.
You like, you the buck stop. Like, you're not going to be in here dissing grandma. Like, yo, you bugging now.
But I can't diss grandma.
You know what I'm saying? In the urban community, we taught to diss everything. Like, everything is throwaway. Everybody is throwaway.
So I got a question. On the flip side, to play devil's advocate, and devil's advocate only because I agree with most of what you're saying. Artists out there who might be out there and be more exposed due to the fact that they have just may have met the right people but don't deserve the opportunity, as well as someone who might be struggling, can't put the funds together, is trying not to get locked up, wanted to do it legit off a 9-to-5, pay the bills, you know the struggle. So how do you feel that artists who get cut those breaks because of happen to be in the right place at the right time, and not just once or twice, just multiple times, and all of a sudden now they're opening up for a well-known acts, and their merchandise is moving, and then they get a nice little flow. Like you said before, you know, that's what artists need to be doing, and you can't hate on them for that. But if it's watered down and it's absolutely garbage, and we've all been to shows before where the opening acts are absolutely garbage, how do you feel in comparison to what you're trying to do, and when you are hit with such, as you say, you know, bullshit like that, you know, people who are in positions that they don't deserve to be?
I mean, I personally feel like there's room for both, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what, like, basically what you're describing is nepotism.
Nepotism is part of life.
That's part of life that's going to be anywhere, you know what I'm saying? That's actually how generational wealth is built, off of
exactly. Keeping
it in the family, or I know this person, so I'm going to give him the look. But it also should be room for both, because at the same time we're trying to build generational wealth within our own family, we still have hip-hop, which is our culture, and that's multiple families that need to be looked after. So I feel like it's room for both. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be somebody who's the opening act, and they got in there, you know what I'm saying, they got slid in there, that's somebody's cousin or somebody's nephew. That's always going to happen, but we can't overlook good artists too much. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a balance.
And I want to add this. I think a lot of this, it's the reason why they're picking these dudes, you know what I'm saying, it's on a deeper level. It goes a little deeper because it's like a dumbing down of a nation, dumbing down of a generation. They're not picked by mistakes. You know what I'm saying? They're picked by adults. Adults allow this to go on. Not children that's like, oh, we're running a radio station. No, it's adults that pay for that, put the money up for these videos and sponsor this bullshit. And that being said, it's like, to dumb down a nation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They're picking them because, and it's working because it's so oversaturated and everything that you can see it. Like, yo, you see the Young Bucks out there, like, they ain't about nothing.
That's real.
Yes, due to the music that they listen to. Music does a lot. Music influences you. It shapes your life. You go, as you get older, you're going to look back at certain time periods. You're like, damn, that was that music that I was listening to that, you know, made me start moving this way or made me do that. But when you check back what these niggas is listening to, you just got to be like, wow, like, yo, somebody really did y'all a disservice. And we can't say that it's necessarily hip-hop alone, because we know what hip-hop had the potential to do. There was Poor Righteous Teachers and N.W.A.'s and Self-Destructions and the West Coast, I forget the name of it, the West Coast version of Self-Destruction.
We
like,
all in the same gang. We all in the same gang.
We all in the same gang. That's what we tried on our own. We was doing that on our own. Once other people started getting in the mix, it turned into something else. That's not us. So right now,
but record labels have always been owned by corporate giants. Only so few artists have been able to break away. Now, Def Jam, Russell Simmons, yes, you know, started in NYU dorm, got kicked out because of running a business at the dorm. Now that, and then you got Jay-Z. I mean, he's just expanding, and he's such a tycoon. Now he's trying to get, you know, everything he's trying to do. But back to the music is that most of these people, you know, they have whether or not it's a sister, you know it's a sister company down the line, but it all ties back to Columbia, Universal, whoever, and Island, and they're all basically somehow monopolizing just by making another company. Because the phone numbers are all the same to the corporate offices. It's just a different extension when you ask for Columbia Records, if you ask for Island Records. So it always has been that way, and that's why I will continuously say it's just recycled marketing schemes, and that's why music that might be good and is bumping in the street and that is real is not getting the play. Even if Clear Channel will play them and they'll get a local buzz, they're not going to get a worldwide buzz unless they're in.
Basically, we can't have these niggas teaching themselves and teaching each other. Because
yeah,
they might start doing the right thing. Basically, we got to fill up some jails. So as long as they operating on a low level, thinking about just sex, guns, and drugs, just keep them in that realm. Sex, guns, and drugs. There's a bunch of other things out there, but we keep them with sex, guns, and drugs. Our plan is going to work. They're going to start riding around with the chopper on the back seat like the song.
That's right.
You don't want that.
Y'all
now
see it, man.
And eventually, somebody going to get pulled over, and boom, now we catching them. It's working. Because they can't differentiate. It's so much in their face. Now they can't differentiate the fake from reality. It's sad,
but people
because
got choice, you know what I'm saying, and some of us gonna live that way, you know what I'm saying. And this is my opinion, you know what I'm saying. You know, everyone got a choice. We got choice. We want to pick up that Rick Ross. I don't. You know, I'd rather take some throwbacks from, you know, the '90s to my era. You know, aging and everything, and moving along with the times is a difficult thing, especially when the control of the industry is the same. Because if somebody just made $80 million in 10 months on a real quick project before the artist made shit, who cares about them? Why would not the competitive market want to do the same exact thing and look for similar twists and turns and marketing schemes and colors and everything, that whatever it is, the packaging, how they did it, whether it was digital distribution? Because I'll tell you, man, right now one of the hardest things for up-and-coming artists is the hand-to-hand distribution. After all, your loved ones and your homeboys get done buying your album, and you go out to the bar, and the same crowds keep showing up. You go out to the clubs, and, you know, it gets hard, man. A lot of dudes can move 1,000 units. After that, it gets hard, you know. So there's a lot of competition, and I just think that, you know, that's just – it it's a lot of what it's about, and it's the right to pick and choose, you know, in my opinion, even though I do agree and I do take your side, but it's the right to say, hey, do I want to listen to this watered-down BS, or do I want to listen to something real?
But you got to remember at the same time, a lot of, most of society does not have a backbone.
No doubt.
That's what I was saying.
You know what I'm saying? They're not men, they're not women. They're just, they can be told what to do. They're just followers. They're just grown.
The 85. The 85, just say it.
They're just straight 85. It is what it is. They're not really making their decisions. They're not deciding not to pick your music or not to pick independent artist music. They just do what they're told. They just follow them. Independent thinkers, not good. Like independent thinkers, that's a special thing. Those are special people.
Yeah, we out here, man. Hip Hop Style Exchange Radio. HugTheBlock.com. We gonna play some heat. We gonna come back, chop it up. You know how we do. Get it.
Swerve on these niggas. They ain't nothing like it.
Let it bang, bang.
Me grinding, shining, you sidelining, hating on the whip that I'm in, hating on that chick cause she climbing and whining on my pole for that dough, my diamonds, blind them, shooters put them where they can't find them, must I remind them, I'm as real as it gets in the field with a Morgan that we shield, throw shots like rocks to your grill. Philistine giants get chopped with the guillotine, ROI the realest team and I am. For those who wanna know, look, I am. Yeah, I get that dough, don't try him. That's your mission, Beretta spitting. Leave your bones missing like buried treasure hidden. So listen to the words I say, cause this type of shit happens every day. But I ain't concerned with bragging, I let my aura talk. Living my life based on what the Torah taught. Just drove up the lot with that new Porsche I bought. Came a long way from shorts, now I'm taking off.
How we grind.
Like waiting in the kitchen, couple minutes, breathe past. Is it hard? Does it glisten? Can I bag it with an addict? An addict with syringes. I get money, boy, I'm adamant. You iffy. Already know, now be battered with the quick beat. Side flow, top zone, I bring the spice beat. The cop on, get on, this thing right, B. Approach the game, hold it, and get a sight, B. Playing A and B with me, so I sight, C. Ain't nothing like that flow we about to bring, boy. Ain't nothing like the destination aimed for. They calling me the younger gun. My name's Kang, boy.
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. Like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it.
Nothing like a jewel when you stunt. Shout out to the hustlers that get it a month. Shout out to the killers with the hammer by their waist. Screaming for the DA if their lawyer beat the case. Ain't nothing like trial when they're facing 15. Nothing like dirty money when you turn the shit clean. Nothing like a nine with the infrared beam. Nothing like pushing weight just to get cream. Nothing like a real nigga who you know is loyal. Cause the worst come to worst, they like water when they boil you. Ain't nothing like a coupe when they ride. Ain't nothing like a bed who she come to slide. Ain't nothing like a Millie who you know to keep a roller. Shout out to my rolling loud, blowing killer. Something like a boss, think I'm Ricky Rose. And break a day and get their memo. Could you tell them what I'm saying, what I'm saying?
How we grind, ain't nothing like it. How we shine, ain't nothing like it. Drop jewels, ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Swerving in my X5, yeah, ain't nothing like it. Sour in my Dutch, nothing like it. We the shit, you ain't gotta like it. Oh yeah.
Stock Exchange Radio, hugtheblock.com. What's going on, fellas?
Yeah, yeah.
What, y'all like that too?
Yeah, we good. We good. Just good music, man. Lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Substance. It is what it is. Nothing like it.
Yeah, that's that Amil right there. Ain't nothing like it, huh?
I would vote for you guys for president. I would vote for president for Hug the Block. There you go.
Y'all need to be working in the labels. Y'all need to be working in the labels, for real. That's where y'all need to be. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be in the Congress then, or somewhere up in there.
There you go.
You're
going to
be the president,
and
then you got to be in the Congress.
Word.
I feel you. So what does the future hold for the brand Hug the Block?
Oh shit, man! You got your crystal ball shined up.
What new additions y'all gonna put to the site and everything? You know, what y'all working on?
The TV portion. It's Hug the Block TV. We kind of launch right now. Been in a couple different discussions about what kind of shows we looking to put on there, but. Basically, going live, going more visual, you know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's big right there. That's big right there, man. For real.
Because we're looking at it like it's the same way y'all have y'all forum, you know what I'm saying? It's like what's going on the mainstream radio is creating these other outlets, you know what I'm saying? They're actually, in a way, they're actually giving birth to us, you know what I'm saying? Because they're creating a need for us, you know what I'm saying? So basically, the same way you can click on EDT all day, that's what we're looking for. You'd be able to click on Hug the Block all day, you know what I'm saying? And some kind of content beyond it.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's fun, man. So if you had to, you know, give some final advice, you know, for artists trying to get in the game and producers trying to get in the game and people that want to work in the scene trying to get in the game, what would you tell them?
Right now, I would say you have to be online, because I bump into people all the time and they still not in tune with the internet. Like, that's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? When you got somebody who they're talented, they're making beats, they, you know what I'm saying, the production is there, everything is there, but they're just not familiar with the online, that got to stop.
That's where your budget need to be. Like I said, hard copies are dead, digital downloads, get it out there. I agree with you, homie.
That's right. And,
that's
and,
real.
And do it with Twitter, you know what I'm saying? The Twitter is your friend, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to live on there, but it's basically the phone number to the people you're looking for.
Let everybody know where they can get in touch with you guys.
They can link us on Twitter at Hug the Block, HUGDABLOCK _com, COM. My personal joint is C1TEONE _HDB. And Justice's joint is Just, JUS. Number one, _HDB, CAZY.
That's what's up, man. Feeling that right there. HugTheBlock.com. Everybody check that out, man. Y'all definitely important to hip hop, man, because I see y'all on the right track, man. Y'all
you guys have a passion.
On,
exactly.
Not everybody so passionate about hip hop.
Yep, salute to y'all for reaching out once again.
Definitely.
Because respect that y'all respect the grind, I respect y'all grind, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. You guys can always stop by and show us love.
No doubt, and we will do that. You know, just the fact that you're even willing to have these conversations, because these conversations, they take place, you know, a lot behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And we're in a time right where people are afraid to say, you know, just to have this conversation.
Oh,
we'll
no, we bust down that door.
Hip-hop stock exchange. Stock exchange. We don't play that. No.
We don't play that. We bust down doors. No more locked doors.
Oh, jeez.
That's real. It's a pleasure having y'all on the show, man. For real.
That's really real.
It was a pleasure building with y'all.
Thank
for
you.
For real, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. We're going to keep in touch, definitely.
Yo, love that passion, boy.
Most definitely, all right?
All right. That's what's up. 100 Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Hug the Block.
Oh,
Come.
Man, my favorite part of the show, the weekly rundown.
That's right.
Now. We about to play some beat
news.
And get through that rundown.
You know it. All the news, everything that's going on in the world, we're going to build on that. But until we get to that.
The fuses will change.
All of that.
Oh, yeah. Special occasion tonight. Got put the lights in the house tonight. Yours truly, Ben Frank in the house tonight. Check. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. With estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh-
Come on, me back it up, cause my son's spectacular. Like Spider-Man, I have a caught up in the web, I weave. Ball hawk collecting G's in a Tel Aviv. My chocolate mommy said she loved me cause I let her breathe. Inhale, exhale, used to have the next cell, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit the punchline, that'll leave your head swell. On front line, no more playing, set trail. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here, we stack all the jet dough. Just started the escrow, and I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chicken, a best friend. They study wine and I'm steady shining. Heavy grinding, dancing like they pants already climbed it. I'm God's son, lady with a God flow. Life's good now, it's my son, and I'm hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. With estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty. Back it up, kick sh- add it up. Money on the table, the guard never pass it up. Quarter pound of that sour, your baby mom, bag it up. Good with the Franklin, cut them rack them up. Good with the Franklin, real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin', Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building, hood coasted, they drug dealing. USA try to slay, guard children, Polo horse, match the horses in my beamer. Bet against man, you can f***ing re-up. Checkmate, we up, 10 shots, 3 cups. Leave a round, 10 sexy thing with the D-cup. See us winning, New York City, mind no ceilings. I talk grind with the dealers. You wanna play cards with the f***ing dealers. You wanna swim with the sharks, I can make you feel it. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh, add it up.
Oh, my bleeding. Let's play.
As predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion, this as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. This is your favorite part of the show. You already know.
Yeah. This is what we're going to do. We're going to open
down.
Up that browser to www.hhse.biz. We got
yes.
the fashion news. We got the Hip Hop
yes.
Exchange. Oh, man, that's my
oh, yeah.
part of the segment.
Oh, yeah. On the Hip Hop news, first up. Hip-hop and R&B's women sound off on empowerment. Now, yes, a couple of days ago, they had a seminar down in the city. You know, they was just, you know, talking about women's empowerment. You know, just women coming up, you know, the long road. Try to have the same type of, you know, opportunities men have, whether it be in the music industry or just in business in general. Man, it's good to see, you know. They had a couple of clips with, you know, Alicia Keys and Nicki Minaj and Mary J. Blige talking about, you know, the struggles women go through just, you know, be able to have opportunities
open up doors for other younger women coming up. So it's a good look. Good look. Everybody check that out. Of course. Next up, Prodigy reveals the danger of beef and business mixing together. Now we all know MOB, B-Mob, D. Been through it all, seen it all, man. You know the story. Brother just came out with his book, The Infamous. Just finished getting, his new publishing book deal. Prodigy doing a lot of big things, man. He definitely, pioneer, definitely been in the game for a minute now, over a decade now. Damn near 20 years now. So, he knows, what goes on behind the scenes, behind the business. And, just dropping jewels and, enlightening people, Good luck right there. Sony Wright.
Yeah. Yo, Mob D, what up? Real, I'm old school cat, man. For real, Mob D.
Yeah, he pioneers. For real. Next up, hip-hop can maintain political momentum in politics. Now, this is interesting, man, because, hip-hop is so powerful nowadays to the point to where, it does have a say in politics in this country, man.
I'm telling you, Jay-Z's gonna run for president, and I'm gonna vote for him. Might as well.
I'd like to.
That'd be
real interesting. But yeah, hip hop is definitely powerful, man. Definitely powerful. It's the voice of the younger generation, voice of the young people. And when politicians wanna, get votes, of course they gotta step to hip hop to do it. So it's hip hop needs to be more
aware
in tune with the power that it has. Yes, more aware, more in tune with the power that it has to use it for, positive means and just entertainment and making money. Hip hop is powerful. Real. Next up, Jadakiss talks about his new album. Can't wait for that. Jadakiss 6 album. Oh, man, can't wait for the brother to drop his new joint, man. Definitely a legend in his own right. It's going to be hot. Yeah, man. Yeah, about that time. Summertime, so, it's only right. Y'all can stand up. Red.
Jada Moore. Jada, one of my favorite rappers. Back in the day, when I was to myself hip-hop, I said, all right, pretend I'm Jada. It was back in, 94. I got a little karaoke machine. I said, all right, and I don't censor yourself. Say whatever. And every time I pretended I was Jade, I swear I spit some crazy freestyles. You just took me back to memory lane.
Because she was on that Molly back in the day.
Goddamn case, believe it or not, man. It's called In Your Face 1995.
You gotta love. Hip hop makes you go back to that dorm room where it all began.
I love hip hop, man. That's so real, man.
Top 5 Dead or Alive, Jadakiss. Check that out sometime this summer for real. Next up on the business news, retirees' woes is a wake-up call for younger workers. Now, this is an interesting article right here because, we see a lot of, baby boomers retiring and a lot of people retiring in their 60s. And, the cost of living is expensive. People retiring with not enough money. So, people, younger generation in their 20s, 30s, need to really, really recognize what's going on in the world where, that dream of retirement and Social Security, that might not be around by the time, 20, 30 years from now to today. So people really, younger workers today really, really, got to look at their future when they get old. Because you don't be old and broke. That ain't a good look. Then to put you in a nursing home or something. For real. So definitely, man. Build wealth while you're young. So when you're older, you can enjoy it and live good. Don't just,
You know how I feel about the college education thing. Here's the way I figure. They give you the money. Yeah, you owe the money. But here's the thing. If you don't get a job that's good enough, don't sweat paying the money back. They can't take blood from a stone. Give it a shot. Why not? I swear. You give it a shot, man. It's simple. And, if you go to a community college, education's key. Here's one thing that I read up on that made me kind of happy, but I'm getting too old. It said by the year 2025,
that there will not be enough college graduates to fill entry-level executive positions. And, you know, that's straight across the board, you know, for females, you know, males, everybody, you know what I mean? And that's, I mean, that's true. I mean, it's true as far as the research I've done. It might take 2027 or 2023, but somewhere around there.
Not for nothing. And I don't hate on anybody who's going to college and doing their thing. But I don't really, like, in my point of view, I don't think college is that necessary. You know what? Because at the end of the day, you still have to work to pay your bills and whatnot. So you're here struggling with work and you're here struggling with school. But then you want to get that job and you go, and it doesn't even matter how many years of college you took, because at the end of the day, it's who you know. It's not even what you can bring to the table. It's just about what connections you have. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, networking. Yeah. I think you should do a whole show just on networking. I mean, or I should start a radio show and just on my networking,
like,
maybe.
No,
but,
for real. Not for real. I'm not trying to bring nobody down, but I'm just saying, like, that's what it is. Everybody, you're going to school for, what, 10 years to get a bullshit job when you have all these experiences?
I do agree, but, I mean, anybody who's been listening for a while and who knows me, I've been calling in, you know, has heard, you know, my misfortunes. And I feel the only way, I feel like I have to, because of being incarcerated in, you know, in a correctional institution, you know, with a prison, whatever they want to call it, sorry for laughing, something funny happened, you know, that I need that education. So, you know, I just feel that, you know, if it's there, you know, why not go for it? Because if you don't bank off it and you don't get the job, then they can't get blood from a stone anyway, so you're still stuck in the same situation. So
that's
just
my
opinion, you know. Why not give it a shot, especially if you got strikes against you? Because it's unfortunate. You know, we're not going to see, you know, times change within our time, I don't believe, in my opinion. So I decided not to really join them, but to kind of play their game. So, you know, that's why I do always encourage people to go out there. There's money out there. It's very simple. And I'm done on this topic, but for real, I mean, you know, once you're incarcerated, you need to come, and you need to come to the table hard if you want to compete, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, a white guy, 22 years old, getting out, no tattoos, no prison record, and now I'm 38. I'm also white, but I'm tattooed with a prison record. And how am I going to get one up on him?
Casey,
yes,
Ben,
ma'am.
Ben, what's the next segment?
Yeah.
Casey sounds like he's about to
stop. On the business news, this article, it's all about 6 simple ways to improving your credit score. Now, we ain't even going to give them to you. You want to know the 6 simple ways, you got to check out the article. Log on the site, check out the article for yourself, man. Just know that, you know, we helping you any way we can help you economically, financially, you know, as far as learning new things, educating yourself. Hip Hop Stock Exchange is here for you. This is what we do. We help you improve your credit score. We help you choose whether you want to go to college or not. All of that, a little bit of anything, man, for real. Don't spend $80,000 on college. You graduate in 6 years, now you're working at Target. I don't want to see that shit.
Exactly.
None of that. We don't need that no more, all right? All right? Don't go to school for liberal arts, all right? Like, come on. Real, like, you know, go to school for something, you know, meaningful, lawyer, doctor, engineer, something, you know, something that you can make another grand a year from. You know what I mean? Yes. Now, of course, everybody check out that Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists. Got some hot videos on there, man. We got a little bit of everything on there. We got that new Nori video, with Pharrell video. Oh, man, that new Trader Truth video, that new Ace Hood video, that new GLC video, just a lot of hot stuff, man. Of course, we got that Fashions Exchange, hot new fashion on there for the summertime. A little bit of anything, man. You know how we do. Man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, get your mind right, get your money right. You had a good show tonight. Going to play some heat. Yes.
HugsTheBlock.com. Real good for a while.
Man, it's all good. You know how we do, Casey.
Know it.
All my life, let's
niggas bust slugs whilst giving grace, using drapes and petroleum, avoid catching the case. Lots of papers, money over bitches, considered a waste in your face, where they let the guns blow without a trace. We profess, we appreciate space with drops of grace, sipping beverages with 20,000 chilling in the case. Hard cold cash, hit you in the face like pounds of mace, can't believe your very eyes, and you hate the bitter taste of defeat. Better retreat, my niggas from the streets, hold the heat, Gordon Ramsay niggas always cook the beef, shit is deep, better duck dip, dive before you sleep, come up creep, leave you in a scrap heap, I'm in the deep, hear the screech, never saved by the bell, you heard the bang, my gorilla niggas up in the place, we going ham, so realize these real guys always enterprise, internationally known, we never sever any ties, nigga.
We talking welfare, higher level, roll with me, smoke with me, hey, count pounds at a higher level, roll with me, smoke with me. New York state of mind at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, London put it down at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, we bigger bezels, you could weigh it up. Getting pounds in London, you can't weigh it up. Beef, I fillet it up. The goons AK it up. I'm living it, white Hennessy, I'm sipping it. Like the bitch to God, been pimping it. Mazel tov, they never fallen off a mill. Heating up, musical Molotov, rap solar cars, Ben Frank, yes, truly yours. The influence, money talk, I've been fluent. Recessions, I eat through it. Roll with me, smoke with me, hey. Death before dishonor all day. Passports got the stamps on it. Sour D's in my Dutch smell good, don't it? American kings never folding. Never folding. All money legal, bitching me rolling. Rolling. Talking well fatter, higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, count pounds at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, New York state of mind at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, London put it down at a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey, I am raised on a higher level, higher level. Ben Frank on a higher level, higher level. Taking hip hop to a higher level. Roll with me, smoke with me. Hey. I got that passport stamped up. Yo, praise me.
I'm ignorant, shoot the car, see that you're infinite. Applebee's, we rap beef when it's sizzling. I'm listening, hear your heart beating, you shivering. Wanna catch wrecked and pulling. Prefer to kill y'all with more success than bullets. Going for your death, you shouldn't. He tried to sleep on me, so I slept with his woman. Then you wonder why they hate this. Told Lisa, put my name on the I-8 list. Red carpet, A-list. B's and C's moving D on that L.A. strip. That Linux have all day shit. Closed mouths don't get the fans, so we don't say shit. We trying not to break shit. Load him up his gas money, have a safe trip. I'm in the days right now. Sipping Don Julio with the gauge right now. I'm in the rage right now. I don't know half these niggas on the stage right now. Hustle to the grave right now. Third part of what got it in the cage right now. Feel like I'm in the maze right now. Only hit all the wall for the haze right now. As I sit in Lorraine, bitten the pop, ghost cigar smoke, ripping that thing, itching the pop toast. Yeah. Been interrogated and not spoken from where it ain't a Rolls Royce when niggas got ghosts. Niggas coming home to nothing. Mad at life, cause a nigga grown with nothing. Not the brag type, but this old Rolly is frontin'. Swagged on the dice like every roll is nothing. My 3-year-old is something. Always grumpy like you getting old or something. Let me hold something, you hear that more than what's up. They think you more than up, cause they see the foreign is tough. Poker face calling your bluff. Russell Simmons the block, cause every morning's a rush. Y'all niggas boring to us. Don't even know who you are. Y'all ain't important to us. I'm in the days right now. Sipping Don Julio with the gauge right now. I'm in the rage right now. I don't know half these niggas on the stage right now. Hustle to the grave right now. like I'm in the maze right now. Only hit on the wall for the haze right now.
I'm in the J's right now. Blaze right now. Just throwing the book in every page right now. Can't even look, feel the pain right now. Got me shaking like poop off the cane right now. Stain right now, I need the game right now. Enough fiends to take over the game right now. Niggas was hot, but they ain't right now. Speaking of hot, I'm on my way to the bank right now.
I'm in the days right now. Sipping Don Julio with the gauge right now. I'm in the rage right now. I don't know half these niggas on the stage right now. Hustle to the grave right now. Third quarter, I got it in the cage right now. Feel like I'm in the maze right now. Only hit on the wall for the haze right now.
Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We had a good show tonight.
I wanted to keep going, but you know what? Everybody go outside. Make sure you guys enjoy this beautiful summer that's coming. Make sure you get to the beach. Make sure you check out the Fashion Exchange.
Yes.
And if you happen to be out in Brooklyn on Coney Island, see my man Tim Grin.
Make sure you guys download Ben Frank's album, the mixtape, on thatpiff.com. Very important. You got to support my number one fan, my number one brother, my co-host.
That's right. All Money Legal, Volume 7, the God's Hour on That Piff right now. Play a lot of songs off that tonight. Shooting a couple videos this week. We out here working. Actually, I had a radio show last night on BlastYourThoughts.com. They radio show. Salute to them for interviewing me. Salute to Diva Spot Radio. Last Friday on Frontline Fridays, they interviewed me. We got another interview tomorrow on In Tune Radio Show. They interviewing me. So we working. We out here working.
Oh,
all money
you doing
legal.
Your thing, I'm bro. You about to go on that world tour?
We grinding. As long as you're taking me to DR, we good. We all right.
There you go.
That's all. Yes.
What about you, Casey? Right. You had a wonderful time with us?
You know, I always enjoy myself with y'all.
That's right. That's right, man. Don't be a stranger now. Call in sometime.
You about to go back on tour.
All right.
Back on tour.
We'll end up talking to you 5 weeks from now. Call back in like, yo, whatever, man. Every 3-4 weeks, you call in and shit. You take vacations and shit. Goddamn.
There you go.
Y'all crazy. Listen, much love to both of y'all, man. Keep doing your thing. Seriously, keep your head up. Keep your chest up. I like it, man. Keep it moving. I love it.
Yeah. That's right.
Everybody, make sure you tune in to us next week, every Wednesday from 7 to 8:30. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Show us that love. www.hhse.biz. All right?
Yes.
I'm out.
I can't say no better than that. You say it the best. I'm going to let you say it all the time.
Get your mind right. Get your money right. That's right, baby.
That's right. For real. We got another caller. For real, who calling in? We got caller. What's up?
Caller.
Poppin'.
Hello.
What's poppin' with
you?
You.
What's up, it's Young
Nico. Alright, what's up, bro? What's going on, man?
What's up? How y'all doing?
We good.
Everything,
how are you?
Everything good, man. What's new, man? I know you grind on some music and stuff. What you working with?
I'm about to drop this mixtape. I just got back from Maryland down there doing a little self tour.
When you gonna let us interview you?
Man. I mean, I just dropped a couple songs. I can leak some songs for them on Twitter. I'm about to do a video in a couple hours.
All right, so email us some music so we can get it on next week's show. All
right? It's in the process right now. I got people going.
That's what's up, man. You know, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, we all about the indie artists. That's what we do here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely do show people love. I see y'all all the time on Hip Hop Exchange getting y'all work kind of shit.
That's right. That's what it is, man. We're here for the people.
We so out. We already in the car. I respect
right.
it. I respect
Hip-hop Stock Exchange Radio. That's what we do, man. That's what we do. We every Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is what we do. We support the indie artists. We interview people that work behind the scenes in the music industry, you know what I'm saying, to drop jewels. Shout out to HugTheBlock.com. Tonight, brothers definitely dropped a whole lot of jewels. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we do. All our sponsors, shout out, you know, BYC Promo, LG Promotions, L3 Magazine. You know, it's what it is. We're going to keep on rocking out. We're going to finish the show with some music. You know, until next week, one love.
One love.
Get it, baby. Yeah.
Back to back. I ain't never had a job in my life, man. Squeeze the heat till your squad dead it. K Slade told me to lead the streets, but I'm hard-headed. Still robbing niggas and got bricks in the PJs. Real Harlem nigga, get all my kicks from BJs. I'm signed to the Black Mob, climbing in the Black Star. Young nigga, but been in jail more times than Black Rob. I'm with the hungriest crew, all we do is lust bread. I got a homie named Lou, and all he do is bust heads. Don't get popped with the scope, I'm copping the dope. Heard when you was in jail, you was dropping the soap. That's why I'm on the warpath for power and more math. Feds trying to have me taking showers with core crab. Get ready, this the pregame. Heavy when we recame. Rest in peace to D-Double. Rest in peace to D-Train. My cake right. Your crew riff, they gon' get shot. Catch me late night. 2/5 at the fish spot. Eating like the king of Spain. 50 on my ring and chain. Slinging cane. Catch me, I ain't singing names. Bitch, nigga, stay in your lane. Use a cobra in the lion's den. See me in the club, then you know I got my iron in.
True story.
My town's real. Catch me up in Brownsville. Word around Harlem, niggas hating on me down the hill.
I hear you, nigga.
Acting like a G, but your crew bluffing. Post up on your block, I guarantee you ain't gonna do nothing. My boots is late. Nigga, we got coupes to race. Came through in a Phantom, had niggas with a stupid face.
True story.
I'm trying to chill, but these birds don't wanna let me zone. About to get this deal, plus I heard my nigga lefty home. It's a cold world, I'm looking for a freaky bitch. Left my old girl,
why?
Cause she was a sneaky bitch. But I'm Brad Gittin', killer feds hittin'. When I'm on the Allen, walk through the halls with red mittens. It's nothing, freaks wanna marry your boy. I'ma be thuggin' in these streets until they bury your boy. Put you on a hearse with your hottie, when I'm bursting no shotties. Always been a boss, I ain't never worked for nobody. Y'all ain't fucking with this, these suckers is pissed. Cause we be in the VIP with 20 buckets of crisp. These hoes tips, that's why the honeys wanna fuck with the mob. Whole clique got money and none of us got a job. Crime pays.
L'Oreal. Al Capone with titty, hundreds and fifty. Call me Hobbs and Diddy, smoking weed out of Philly. But learn to watch a kitty before you speak to a bitch like me. Buying anything I see, 100 niggas with me. Strong, setting on hoes, I ain't trying to get along. Came on itself when he see me in the thong. No front for the cameras, up close personal. Shoot and get the hammer, thirst at a peak. And Celine ain't cheap. Hey nigga out here busy looking for a freak. Got gold in my pussy, fuck money on my brain. About the OD nigga, Kurt Cobain. Ass insane, come taste the juice box. All eyes on me, words is Tupac. More rose than pot, young bitch and hot. Niggas begging me to put their face in my crop.
Got a few bad bitches, but 100 niggas with me. A few bad bitches and 100 niggas with me. Got a few bad bitches, but 100 niggas with me.
Hell yeah.
100 niggas with me, got 100 niggas with me.
I could buy me a dick. For high watching the Knicks, Charlotte Olympia kick. Played the man in my six, couldn't offer me shit. Refer to me as that bitch, you know who runs this shit. Got the bowling on my arm, pouring out dumb. Givenchy, yeah, I got it going on. On body shape, Coca Cola, L Gang Soldier. vital for my show. Train to go, I'm at war, hitting up stakes. If I take the whole fourth floor without plastic, my pussy is dead. 2500 for some motherfucking glasses. I'm giving y'all classic. Get my niggas involved, you want your ass kicked? We know your mama and a bunch of niggas smashing. Bad kid, bad bitch, big ass, bigger tits. It ain't a problem, any problems, we get rid of it.
A few bad bitches, but 100 niggas with me. A few bad bitches and 100 niggas with me. Got a few bad bitches, but 100 niggas with me.
Hell yeah.
Got a hundred niggas with.